Now I want to briefly touch upon the incorporation 501c3 control scheme. I deal with this much more thoroughly in God Betrayed and also in Separation of Church and State. Legal scholars who have studied the issue point out that the civil government knows what it is doing when encouraging churches to incorporate and seek 501c3 status. Parts of the code violate the First Amendment Religion Clause because those parts constitute a law respecting an establishment of religion which invites churches to give up their protection from civil government control and their free exercise of religion. The ultimate results of churches incorporating and getting their 501c3s or becoming legal entities in any way have been visibly transpiring for many years. Among those results are the gradual, devastating erosion of the law, fewer people being saved due to the demise of New Testament churches and Christianity, moral lawfulness, and political anarchy in America. I developed that fully in God Betrayed. Corporate 501c3 churches remain in, at best, a lukewarm state. As a result of the adherence by Christians to false principles concerning the relationship between church and state, the church in God, and the state in God, America has seen a steady erosion in Establishment Clause jurisprudence. Another effect has been the demise of true biblical preaching and teaching in churches. For example, biblical principles regarding many doctrines, among which are the sovereignty of God, church, civil government, and separation of church and state, is non-existent or in error. Permit me to give you just a few quotes from 42 Boston College Law Review 771. The author is law professor Richard Garnett. A few of his quotes. The decision to exempt certain associations, persons, and so forth from taxation presupposes and communicates the ability to do otherwise. Another quote. It is an exemption and restriction scheme in which the government extends an invitation to religious organizations to receive a tax exemption in return for allowing the government to interpret and categorize the expression and activities of the church. Another quote, the tax exemption is simply the government's way of paying churches not to talk about certain things, enforce certain beliefs, or engage in certain actions. In other words, it's the government's way of privatizing the church. Another of the professor's quotes, by telling religion what it may say, really is saying, or will be deemed to have said, and by telling faith where it belongs, government molds religion's own sense of what it is. Satan must be laughing. Look, God, these churches run down and become government-controlled religious organizations, he must be saying to God. And they don't even have to, and they don't even realize what they're doing. You see, this 501c3 tax exemption definition control scheme is implemented simply by invitation. I go into these things in much more detail in two of my books, God Betrayed and also Separation of Church and State. Those books can be ordered by going to the website churchandstatelaw.com. There are also many other resources to be found on that website.